Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to Spurs tonight.
I think we should just
first
talk
time.
Sorry, go on.
This season and the first time since Arsenal. And do you know what? I don't even want to go.
Dortmund?
Seen them.
It's not about seeing them.
Wembley.
It's pumping them, isn't it? Isn't that bad, Wembley?
Yeah. Come with me. I'll show you how bad it is.
Can't tonight, but I'd love to.
Imagine, like, it's just an empty bowl, soulless bowl, that isn't supposed to be used by clubs every single bloody week. Like, the spirit of Wembley's gone because Tottenham have destroyed it.
I would disagree with that, as we're so close to semi-finals.
No, I'm telling you, it's gone. Doesn't matter whether you
it's
agree
gone
or
for you.
No, it's gone for you as well.
No, no, no.
Look, it's gone for me, it's gone for you.
How? That makes no sense.
Because I'm not having it. I don't want it to be... I don't want you to go to Wembley and enjoy yourself if I'm not
Tough.
Enjoying myself.
I will be.
You think you're going through, don't you?
Should we start?
We're rolling already.
What, you think you're going through?
Mate, QPR...
Who you got?
...is so fucking on. I can't tell you enough. I know, like, our league form is poor at the moment, but I feel like that's because we're more of a cup team now.
Oh, that game at the weekend. Must have been crushed.
I'm still recovering. I got whiplash from getting so... normally, I'm not too bad with the refs, but this ref was a twat. I just go Cockney there.
You fucking...
Come here!
But hang on, you got a penalty in, didn't you? A penalty in the last...
Let me do the intro and then we'll carry on with all of that. Welcome back to One for the Weekend, the best podcast you've never heard of. Back again. Flav is here. As you can tell, the farmer lifestyle is slowly getting to you, Flav. Tip of your caps. What's that been? Chewed by a cockerel or something?
No, my dog got it. I've got a staff. I've got a new baby staff. Puppy staff.
Shouldn't you be buying horses?
Can't afford a horse. Oh. But I would. They're quite good.
Would you?
Yeah. Also, I was looking at a couple of...
go for a walk with it?
I was looking at a couple of pygmy goats the other day. I might get a couple of goats
really?
For the garden, yeah.
Fair enough.
I've got a big garden.
Have you? So what, you just fill it with shit?
Yeah, there's nothing in the country but space.
Right.
All these people that's like, Britain's overcrowded.
Escape to the country.
There's too many immigrants here. Too many foreigners.
Yeah.
That ain't true. There is shitloads of space.
Right. People just aren't looking for it enough. It's a bit boring in that space, though.
Yeah, there's not much going on.
Right.
Like, I can understand why everyone's like attracted to London, but because there's more, just more stuff. Like, there's where I live, there isn't a shop for 15 minutes. There isn't a shop. Sometimes I'll go when I'm working from home. I'll go the entire day. I won't see or speak to anyone. So I'm so excited when I come back into the office and do this pod. It means I can actually talk
Get
to
it
someone.
Out. Well, there you go.
I'm going a bit mad.
Right. Just to say as well, we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff. Definitely the FA Cup, which I'm very excited about. Probably some of the best set of derby games I've ever seen this week. Free from the community, with my wink. Who am I? Footballers Wangs. We will give you an update on...
I thought we were giving it up.
Well, we offered up the Wangs in, Wangs out.
I'll
give an update on that.
I looked at that.
I've got a new bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you love a bit.
Good found a way. Pleased with the found a way. An interesting, confusing found a way.
All right.
And...
Flames advice.
We will touch on Don't Move.
Any football?
And yeah, loads of football as well, lots of football chat.
Good.
It's kicking off with Aaron Ramsey.
What is going on? What is going on in football anymore? I don't understand.
Well, sure, I was thinking about this. You know, people do like hot takes.
Yep.
So what I'm thinking we should do
on
this podcast? Just a calm take.
A calm take, all right.
There's a calm take about Aaron Ramsey, right? Yeah. He's getting 400k a week. You what? We know why he's getting 400k a week. It's because there's no transfer fee. So of course he's making a shit ton. It's got nothing to do with the fact that is he world class or not world class or whatever. Just calm down, everyone.
Who's on the news? Who is going mental?
I couldn't get away from all the outrage. It's mad. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know what was some really poor reporting?
Yeah.
I was on BBC London and he was talking about Aaron Ramsey and the money that he's making and that it's a story. But it just needs a calm explanation, a calm take, if you will, and then we can all get on with the rest of our lives.
I get why he did it, but I don't understand. He should have left it. Was he?
So unlike BBC, when they go to the different areas of the country, you've got a small amount of time. So the different sections, you've only got like a minute and a half to get through everything. So he had the Aaron Ramsey thing, but Gordon Banks had sadly passed away.
So Ramsey, 400,000 wanker.
Yeah. So to crowbar Gordon Banks dying in that, he was going, and of course it just comes into stronger focus on a day like today when someone like Gordon Banks and Aaron Ramsey wouldn't be earning the money he did if it wasn't for Gordon Banks, for great players like Gordon Banks.
That's not true.
And he was saying that Gordon Banks had to sell his World Cup winning medal. But I was just like, that is so fucking tenuous.
Massively tenuous.
Aaron Ramsey's getting like pelters because Gordon Banks died and he didn't earn a lot of money.
That nothing
times.
To do with each other.
Madness. Yeah, I didn't get it.
He wouldn't earn that money, it weren't for Sky Sports, that's it. Yeah. Nothing to do with Banks, anyone.
Yeah.
Dave McKay, Tottenham legend.
Yeah, Derby County legend.
True, become manager of Derby County, won the league with them. He bought Charlie George off of Arsenal, and Charlie George was due to sign for Spurs that week. And those who probably must have joined, you don't know Charlie George, he was an excellent...
Camden?
No, I don't know who that is.
No even point. The Charlie George was probably the best striker in the land in like the 70s. And I suppose he was going to leave Arsenal to join Tottenham. And I know that because my dad and him were very good friends.
Right.
But he joined Dave McKay at Derby. Anyway, he sold ties. He opened a tie shop.
Dave McKay's ties
on Tottenham High Road.
Makes sense.
If it weren't for him, Ramsey wouldn't be earning £400,000 a week.
Yeah.
You're right, it's like none of anyone's business. It's up to Juventus, it's up to Ramsey to pay if it's £400,000 a week. And he's a really good player.
Mm.
And if he's not, you know, if there's no transfer fee, they're giving the money to the player rather than the club.
And so I think this could be a thing, you know, calm takes. Because we've said over the last few months, we're annoyed at fake outrage.
Yeah.
So we need to calm that down with a few calm takes.
Yeah.
So maybe next week, just as a bit of prep, guys. Because of course, as soon as you start watching or listening to the podcast, you're going to hit the like button, you're going to subscribe to the bullshit, and you're going to get involved in the comments later down the line. But maybe make yourself a herbal tea, just to get you in the right mood before the calm take.
What is the correct beverage to watch one for a weekend with?
That is a great question.
Let us know in the comments below what you're drinking right now. I like a cup of
Iron Brew Extra.
No, a pint of Vimto.
Pint of Vimto.
Ain't Vimto the best drink on earth?
No, not at all.
So good.
That's good. Mountain Dew's really good as well.
No, never read that.
Like, there, sometimes you do want a really like sugary drink.
Vimto, I love a Vimto.
Iron Brew's great as well, actually.
Like, we shame any runners. They could have gone and get some Vimto.
Tanvir, can you get me a?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vimto? He's not going to be a Vision Mix. Tanvir's here on the ones and twos once again.
Mm.
He is the... he's the comment slayer. He brings in the comments because people are fascinated with your lack of footballing knowledge. And we will be testing Tanvir in just a second. If that's not a reason to stick around, I don't know what is. But this is a podcast that is on YouTube, but is also on iTunes. Head over there. Didn't get any ratings this week.
546 comments last week.
It's good, isn't it?
That's good.
But yeah, link in the description. Head over to iTunes. Give us a rating, any kind of feedback, and we will be able to put that in my reasons to listen.
I'm just checking based on, let's see if you put it anywhere in here. The absolute horrendous gaffe that we made last week.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you want to get that out of the way?
Yes.
I may have claimed that, well, do you know what? David Brooks, right?
Yeah.
So David Brooks has got 9 caps for Wales. I may have said that
he could play for England.
He could be in the England squad, which is a nightmare, and something I hammered a mate
for ages because he was saying, how is Richard Dunne not in the England squad? And I did it. But he played for England under 20s. Fucking traitor.
No, what happened there is that you were desperately scrambling for some way out of this hole that you'd dug.
Not true.
Why did you know that he played for the under 20s then?
Because I knew that. I'd seen it.
You didn't.
It's one of the few facts I had on David Brooks.
The fact is, look, it's tough.
I'm sorry.
It's tough for us to know everything. Yeah. We know a lot.
But now I do know.
And it's mad that he's played he's had 9 caps for...
Oh, they get him in early though, don't they, Wales?
Yeah, well, because they're so bad.
Well, just they're going... Historically. Well, it's just grab him early, isn't it? It's like Ethan Ampadu. Like, same thing. It's like young player, just like get him in. Who's the other one? There's another one for a Liverpool player. Can't remember his name.
When David Brooks speaks, does he sound Welsh?
I've never heard him speak.
All right.
Let us know. So yeah, sorry about that. Look, hold my hands up. Got it wrong.
It was just all the kind of, oh, by the way, guys, you know, David Brooks can't play for England because he played 9 caps
nine,
for Wales.
Isn't it? It feels
How
like
do you
a
not
lot.
Know this, you fucking cretin?
Yeah. I don't know everything, do I?
Yeah. No, you definitely don't.
So that's not a reason to listen, but this is a reason to listen. Brett Oxford said, all right, lads, just checking in. Always watching, but hardly ever comment. I thought I would today. Quality pod, keep it up. I may have a situation developing right now concerning a girl and her gay best friend may need some help with.
There is a lot going on there. That could be a very fun.
Yeah, just seeing how it goes right now. But if it goes the way I think it's going to, then I'm definitely going to need help with it. Don't change, lads. Best pod about. That's not in this week's Flames advice.
Why not?
But because he hasn't done it yet. He's just seeing how it goes.
What are you anticipating?
Oh, it's threesome, isn't it?
It's threesome, but he's also got, you know...
What? You said her gay best mate. That could be a guy.
Oh.
No, that's okay. What I thought. So he's a gay best friend. Her best friends are gay.
Yeah, or maybe he's... Just...
He's straight.
Oh, gay.
Okay, he is gay. I've done more for gay rights than you ever... You can't even imagine.
So, yeah, fascinated with that. Keep us... I won't say your name again, but you know who you are. Let us know because that would be a...
He might have to suck a bit of dick.
That would be a cracking... Not sponsored this week, you'll have noticed. That would be a great Flames advice. If you don't know what Flames advice is, stick around to the end of this podcast.
You don't know. If you don't try it, you don't know, do you?
Well, you know, don't give it all the pearls of wisdom away. Swiss Cheese Feet. He's an OG. Love him. I put this podcast above Joe Rogan's and True Geordie's, even though I rate them.
That's so nonsense, isn't it? Don't worry.
Leave it. And Ali Kirk, just checking in for the first time, ashamedly, even though being a listener for a while, great podcast, was listening in a car driving down to Austria with some friends at the weekend and laughed so hard at Flames, a cheeky little fart came out to my bemusement of my friends, to which I just looked at them and said, who am I?
That's quite popular, that thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. More of that later.
Who are these people, though?
Tanvir on the ones and twos. Let's test Tanvir, then. And a nice little strategy from Christopher. Now, Tanvir has horrific... He's a talented guy, but doesn't have a lot of knowledge when it comes to football. So we want to find the most high-profile player that Tanvir has never heard of. this week, thank you, everyone, for your options.
Tons.
Can't get through all of them, because that'd be a terrible podcast. But we'll do a few. And I like the strategy of Christopher A this week.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying, just checking in. Thank you. Everyone, just check in right now. Go. Thank you. Curious to know, if Tanvir is this poor with his knowledge of great footballers of a fairly recent vintage, what are some legends from days of yore who he does know? So, does he know any of these?
Go on.
George Best.
Yeah.
Who did he play for? And what was his position?
Man United midfielder. Winger.
Well done. Danny Blanchflower.
That's odd.
I don't know his position.
I don't even know who
he played for.
He was a centre half. No, he played in midfield and centre half.
Are there weird positions then? Like winger.
Yeah, you had essentially
a goal attack and things like that.
You had one centre back. You had two centre halves and wing back. No. You had inside forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know either. you won't get Danny Blanchard. That's way too hard.
Fair enough. Okay. Oh, Dave McKay.
Oh.
No.
Did you just talk about him? Five minutes ago. Dave McKay
ties. Derby County manager.
Yeah, no.
Fine.
James.
Well, now he knows.
You fucked up here.
I should have known that you were going to use Dave McKay.
You should have known that he would never have known any of these.
Well, this is the point, isn't it?
Yeah, these are really
hard. He might know some.
Those are hard.
There's one here he must know. I might walk out. Dixie Dean.
No.
Legendary player. Who do you play for?
I would hasten. The vast majority of people watching this won't know who these players are.
You should do. You need to do your work.
Yeah, you guys need to up your knowledge.
And last one. Dad, if you're watching now, please just turn it off for a second.
Does your dad watch it?
I think he watched one the other day.
Oh, God.
Bobby Moore.
Yeah, West Ham defender.
Thank God.
Okay. The other ones are like ridiculously hard, though. I've never heard of
some
those people.
Some were hard, yeah, that's true.
Let me chuck a couple in. Emmanuel Petit.
No.
Gianfranco Zola.
Emmanuel Petit, you know who he is.
No, I don't.
Gianfranco Zola.
No. Gianfranco Zola.
Les Ferdinand.
He's involved in football now.
Les Ferdinand.
I've heard of him.
Les Ferdinand.
I've heard of Les Ferdinand before.
What do you mean you've heard of him? Andre Arshavin.
Yeah, he was Arsenal cam.
Yeah. Right. You can see how far back it goes, don't you?
Yeah.
Although saying that, he's fucking... Right, let's move forward before I get up. So.
Yeah.
Right. Probably one of the biggest weekends of the season. Wouldn't you agree, Flav?
Why?
Who you got this week? You got this weekend?
Can't remember.
Come on. Who have you got?
Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'll tell you.
Who got it?
No one. Because you're not in the FA Cup, Flav.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
Oh.
We've got a week off. We need to get our players back anyway. So, pretty happy about that.
Embarrassing.
What is it?
Everyone else is playing. All the other big teams are playing. FA Cup fifth round weekend. Very exciting. QPR
playing?
Kicking it off on Friday. Playing? Little plug for BT Sport.
So your weekend could be over by Friday night.
Well, it will be over by Friday night regardless.
Why?
Because that's our game. What do you mean?
No, your whole weekend could be ruined.
I mean, yeah.
Do you ruminate? Do defeats percolate in your head? Do you sit there and stew over it, or do you get over it?
I sort of swipe them out of the way.
Just get on with it.
I had a look at the fixtures. I want to do fixtures at our derby games this week.
What did you say?
I lost my way when I leant back. I forgot what I was doing. I was going to go, you know what to do, hi, don't I?
What did you say?
What did you derby games this week?
What did you say? A few derby games.
There's a few derby games this
week. I want to do derby games this week.
Kicking off QPR Watford, and I tell you what, Flav.
Someone actually said you're not allowed to do player derbies anymore. It's too easy.
There's one in there because it was my last option. I had no other way of doing it.
Pretty bored of doing them.
A little bit. But these are good, actually. These are probably one of my best for a while. These are vintage. So Queen's Park Rangers versus Watford, Friday. I am buzzing for it. I will be there. I've got a feeling we're going to do it.
What?
We're going to beat Watford.
Aye. I don't think you will.
Yeah, I don't think you will either.
Do you call it?
When was the last time you won a league game?
They're decent as well, Watford.
Shut up.
Very decent.
Flav?
When was the last time you won a league game?
What did I say to you? I said don't tell Flav about it.
That's why I brought it up.
And one in five.
You've won in five?
Lost the last five.
You've lost the last five games?
Yeah.
Well, should fall off, haven't they?
Well, we won in the cup. 2-0. So
five league defeats on a bounce. That's starting to ask questions.
More of a cup team. Concentrating on the FA Cup.
Got to start asking questions.
As we go through these fixtures.
Right now, would you replace him with Holloway?
No. Although.
He lost five games on a bounce.
I haven't told anyone this. So I'm trying to get Ian Holloway in the process.
Oh, wow.
And someone kind of gave me his number.
Have you?
And I've had Holloway's number for weeks. Yeah. I can't. And I'm like, I can't text him. I can't do it.
I know, because you don't want it to be see the red and then never respond.
Yeah.
Understand, so ring him.
But I have texted him. And he said this.
Oh, he responded?
He responded. And it's such a cliffhanger. He went, James, I'll look at your YouTube channel and get back to you. Ollie.
When was that?
Not last night, the night before.
That's not bad.
He's a busy man.
This is like
Flames advice, isn't it?
The thing is, it's hilarious. I was chatting to someone about it the other day. He's like, that won't get views.
What did you say?
Oh, it's a whole long thing. I wrote it like three times. I'm so scared. I don't really go, fuck off, mate.
Come on, Flav.
It's happened like three times today.
Hello?
Hello, Gal.
What's up, Dad?
Nothing. Have you got your street door keys?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, no, because I might pop out.
All right, Dad, I'm working now. I've got to go.
What?
I'm working, I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's all right, mate.
All right, bye.
You make him feel bad, even though it's your fault.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. I'm really professional.
Yeah, you're the one. The answer.
Put it on silent.
It's on airplane mode now.
What does that mean, though? You say that last week, and it still goes off.
It doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, because you still got it connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Fucking hell, why is technology these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult. But yeah, so yeah, I'm hoping that he'll do it, and that won't get, you know, that won't get views. I don't care.
No, of course, because
talk to that incredible man. No, I wouldn't. McLaren's good. McLaren's good. Nearly came back from 4-0 down last week.
That would have been epic.
Mate, we've absolutely pumped them second half, and we got a penalty in the last minute and missed it. And what did I do? What do you think I did?
Cried.
I laughed. I just went, that's hilarious. that's such a, like, and I just thought that, God, I really am a QPR fan. I just laughed at that. That lads had given everything. Thought we'd come back. 4-4 it would have been. Couldn't help but laugh. Anyway.
So 1 in 4 penalties are missed.
Is that true?
Isn't that high?
Has it gone up? I bet it has.
I don't know.
Good little niche rule there. Niche fact there. More niche facts later on.
How many percentage of goals come from corners, do you think?
It's really, really low. It's like 1 every 48 corners or something like that.
3%.
Really?
So don't get excited over corners.
Yeah, no, I get excited. That's what I'm buzzing about on Friday. We'll get a corner and everyone goes, come on! I love that.
When I was a kid, there was a brief custom in football grounds to go, when you get a corner, go,
say what? Spell it?
I can't spell that, it's just a sound.
Sounds a bit.
What, you thought I was saying like that? No. There's, Spurs might have done that, but the,
did Spurs fans say that?
No, they didn't say that, but it was Coventry. I remember Coventry did it. Every time you call up, weird.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, I haven't seen it, Daniel.
Anyway, a few derby games this weekend. Come on, QPR. All good vibes, please. And actually, one person, Tom Cash, I'm going to call you out here. He tweets me at half time with 4-0 down. He goes, concentrate on the FA Cup then. It's off. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Look, you big it up.
But I like Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, we gave Tom, like, Flames advice.
We gave him?
I think we, like he did his don't move thing last week. So, like, don't kick me while I'm down. There's no need
to be honest, I don't like that either. Like, my mates, I didn't talk to one of my mates. I probably haven't spoken to him since he did this. Arsenal beat Spurs, he's an Arsenal fan, 4-1. And he went, ha ha. After the game.
What is that?
Like, I hadn't spoken to him for about 3 weeks. Yeah. And then he comes out of the blue to do that.
I know. Less of that.
Do you know what happens? Do you know what happens?
Yeah.
You get ghosted for that.
Could do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to Tom, because I like him.
But fuck Tom!
But you let me down a bit there, mate. Show. Right. Through these then.
Do not mean that.
Because they're good, actually. So QPR versus Watford on Friday. This is from Matt Holding. This is brilliant.
I thought you had coffee all over the floor.
This is the Dry World Cup Derby. So QPR's sponsor 2 seasons ago and Watford's was Dry World. And the shirts were all right, but it was this new make, Area or Le Coq Sportif or whatever. It was one of those lesser ones.
Yeah.
Like Sunderco. Anyway, it went out of business halfway through the season and is a business no more.
What was it?
It was just a make of clothes.
Oh.
Sports clothes. So this is the Dry World Cup derby because we were the two teams that had it. On Saturday, Brighton Hove Albion versus Derby County. Tilly Size 17 said, this is if only Brian Clough stayed, maybe it would have been us with all that success in Europe derby. Because he managed both, didn't he? Mm. Didn't he sign Dave McKay? Threading it all back. It's like a history lesson, this.
Because he played Derby as well. Yeah, he could well have done. He would have liked McKay, no nonsense.
Yeah.
Famous picture of him holding.
I'm pretty sure he brought him in.
If you type in Mackay Billy Bremner into Google, you'll see a very famous picture of him holding him up like that.
Mm.
And the story behind that.
It's like you and Tanvir back in the day.
Yeah.
What?
That's. Do you want the time I beat you up? Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I do. You mugged me for my phone on the stairs.
That's not true.
Great time.
The He hated that picture of Dave McKay.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it because it made him look like a bully. But he'd just come back from a year out of football with a broken leg, and Billy Bremner had absolutely done him.
He's a little rat when he Billy Bremner.
Yeah, but they were mates. They were really good mates. And he just turned around and he's like, do that again, I'll fucking break your leg.
Dave McKay, legend.
Dave McKay.
Great guy. Any stories you
want
to know?
No? Huh?
No.
Oh, he's just great at Derby.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
He's just great at Derby. AFC Wimbledon versus Millwall, the fan brand opposite Derby. They've got great brand value at AFC Wimbledon. Millwall. Although we, on this podcast, we, you know, they love those hats.
Who?
Millwall fans. There's a certain kind of geezer, aren't they? Millwall fans.
Yeah.
Newport County versus Man City. It's not Derby. And now this is my best Derby I've ever found. And it just came to me. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, am I right? Found it. You'll have to insert a clip on this one, Tanvir. So Bristol City are playing Wolves. Now this is the Wolfie versus the Three Pigs mascot derby. Did you ever see the clip of the
Red Riding Hood derby?
It was Wolves. So Wolfie, the Wolves mascot, at half time did a penalty shootout when they were playing Bristol City. And Bristol City, for some reason, there was three pigs there. Anyway, the penalty shootout happened. They must have said something to each other. There's this footage of them like going at each other and having this like big fight.
That's amazing.
So since then, it has become surely a derby.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think that just came into my mind. I was like, what connects these two clubs? I was like, didn't the mascots have a fight?
That's amazing.
I'm very proud of myself. Doncaster Rovers versus Crystal Palace, the John Oster derby. That's the only player one I've done this week.
John Oster.
Do you remember John Oster?
Yeah.
Played for Everton as well. Swansea versus Brentford. This comes from One for the Weekend Screenshots, who I followed this week, and I would encourage everyone else to follow One for the Weekend
60,
Screenshots.
60 followers.
Well, I enjoyed it, actually, having a look at it.
Well, look, I like it.
It's getting behind the pod, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like, it's very niche. Like, you don't know who, it's like, what is it if they don't know who, they haven't watched the pod, which is fine.
Yeah, which in its essence is a bit like the podcast itself. It's
I'm very flattered. It's nice that someone's taking
involved, and he said that Swansea versus Brentford is the shit animals with wings derby. That's the Swans versus the Bees. And then on Monday, you got Chelsea versus Man United, which Brian Gitcham said it's the Mark Bosnich derby. Just finally, just to like get everyone else really excited about QPR's chances in the FA Cup this week, right?
Yeah.
So just to go through those games very, very quickly again. QPR versus Watford, okay? One of those teams has to go through. Could be us. Let's say it's us. Okay, so then in the next round we will play, right?
Yeah.
Someone between Brighton Hove and Derby County. We could beat either of those two teams, right?
How are Derby doing?
They're on the edge of the playoffs. But it's fine. FC Wimbledon, Millwall. One of those two's got to go through. Newport County versus Man City. Okay, Man City. We want to avoid them. Bristol City versus Wolves.
I was going to say, do you not want like a big day?
No.
Big day at a big club.
Yeah, Wembley. We'll do that. We'll do it there. Leave it there.
But what I'm saying, have you spent enough time in the Championship to consider a big fish, to look for a big fish draw?
No, absolutely not. Like we are a big fish.
You'd be hoping for Spurs to fight for the revenue.
No, we'll get that Wembley revenue in the semi-finals. Doncaster Rovers Palace, someone's got to go through from that. Swansea Brentford, same again, and then Chelsea Man United. One of those is going to go out. So there's only Man United and Man City. As like massive teams that you go, look, there's no chance of us ever beating them. The rest of them, we could beat in the quarterfinals. Then we're in the semi-final of an FA Cup.
You are building this up, mate.
Yeah.
It's there. It's there to be
won.
I
know, but it's shattered.
You don't get nice things as QPR fans.
We will see.
Do you have the quality?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Our games on a bounce ain't just poor form, mate. That's the rot.
But we're fine.
Rot is setting in. He's a myth, that man.
Chelsea, Man United. Man United lost to PSG. We've done a video with Sam from the highly successful United People's TV channel. He was talking about it. We were talking about...
What was it falling off?
Solskjaer. Yeah, throw him in the bin. Solskjaer, get him out.
This is the test, though, isn't it? This is the test for him. This is the moment he has to prove his mettle. What has he learned at Mold?
Molder.
I don't care. He's got injuries to contend with. He's got... Pogba, can he trust him?
What?
He's got an absolute porous defence.
They've got some horrible fixtures coming up. So I think you're absolutely right.
The problem is though, Jim. The problem is that if
sure they should get in, David Brooks.
It's good player. He's a good player, isn't he? He could probably manage the team.
Yeah, although
it's just gonna this media circus around Pochettino is gonna start again and it's just boring. I'd rather Solskjaer get into the Champions League, fly and give him the job, and then stave off that media circus for another 6 months before he gets sacked.
They've got some really tough games.
What have they got coming up, Manuel?
Because this is, and I think at the start, I think everyone, most people would have guessed, what's going to happen between now and the end of the season? You would have gone, you'll have a good start, and it'll go well for a bit, and then it'll start to kind of, the wheels will start to fall off. And people, as soon as he loses one game, then people go, is he shit then? Because it's not the same credit in the bank that, say, Pochettino has. Like, say he lost three games on the bounce. Like, people go, okay, Spurs aren't going to do it this year. But it's not like he's going to lose his job or Spurs aren't a good team or he's not a good manager. Yeah. Solskjaer, if he has a little... He almost needed a run as good as it was for people to actually take him seriously.
It's just the narrative. That's the story around Solskjaer. And that will be that way till the end of the season.
Yeah.
And the narrative for Pochettino isn't that he isn't a good manager, is that he doesn't know how to win anything.
And deep down...
None of it means anything.
Deep down, I would imagine journalists would want him to get the job so they can tear him down next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, that's what will happen. He'll probably be given the job. Mm. It doesn't cost Man United anything.
He'll be gone by December.
He'll be gone. With United languishing in 12th.
Languishing. Tanvir, you're a Man United fan.
Is he?
Thoughts on the PSG game and Solskjaer in general?
Two injuries on Martial and Lingard really hurt us. Mata and Sanchez, when they came on, didn't really do anything. If there was going to be a game he'd lose, that's a game against PSG isn't really the end of the world. They're such a good team, so nothing's really changed.
Okay, Tanvir, thank you.
That's calm.
Nice calm take there from Tanvir, lovely. So the game's coming up. What I do think will be interesting is say Chelsea, who were embarrassed by Man City last week.
They're in trouble. They are falling apart.
Their team is literally in shambles.
Have you seen Rory's? Have you read Rory's article?
His article.
Rory wrote an article for the Daily Mail. It was so entertaining.
The Daily Mail.
It was so entertaining.
You should see the article though. People actually hate him.
Hate who?
Rory.
What would Rory? No one hates Rory deep down.
No, Rory, for the stuff he's, right. he's a charmer.
No, but you can hate his online persona.
Yeah,
definitely. Sure.
He's so Chelsea. And I hope he takes that as a compliment.
I hate Rory. And I love Rory. I really, really do. He's a lovely man.
He's old school Chelsea, though. He's not new school Chelsea.
He's also so blinkered. It's unreal. But it's by his own admission, I'm a biased football fan. What did he say in the article?
He said, do you know what? I've actually got it here. He sent me a snippet of it, actually. I didn't even ask for this, but he sent me this snippet. This is brilliant, actually.
There's one quote that's really good.
Yeah. Since the turn of the year, Sarriball has overseen our only league points, brackets and goals, in 2019, coming against teams in the bottom four. And we didn't even score against one of them. In case you were unfamiliar with the phrase Sarriball, it's basically a term used by fans of Sarri who don't ever go to the football but think that their opinions are in some way valid or important. Ooh. They call give and go tiki-taka, they call a deep-lying midfielder a regista, and they call impotent, pathetic and boring football being overseen by a 60-year-old bank clerk with nothing to show for a 30-year career in the game, Sarriball.
That is gold.
And I don't think this was in the article, but he said this to me. Put that in your fucking pipe.
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
He's so funny. how did we get onto that?
Sorry, we're talking about sorry, aren't we?
Oh,
the biggest problem is...
If they beat Man United, people will start to turn on Solskjaer a little bit, won't they? They'll go, oh, okay, look, he had a good run, but he hasn't really played anyone of decent note. The Spurs games shouldn't have won that, really.
They'll beat Chelsea, so it won't be a problem. But they,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I do not want to lose to Chelsea in the quarterfinal or semi-final of the FA Cup. That would be heartbreaking.
I think you could even beat them.
What? Dare to dream. I don't know what I'd do. That's like pinnacle shit for me.
Sarri's got to go. He's got to go.
What?
It's done for him. And I'm not saying that because they've just been beaten 6-0 at City and 4-0 by Bournemouth. I'm saying it because of the shit that's coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, and he's not been smart about that.
It's just that it's clear it's broken. It's not working there. And just to go back to Rory for a second, I remember at the start of the season him singing Sarri's praises. Now, you know, and this is the thing, like there's no guarantees anymore. This is the thing with Arsenal as well. Like, you're clamouring for Wenger to go. You're now a normal football club like all the rest of us. You don't have this kind of institutionalised manager who oversees everything. You've now got to gamble like us all. And Sarri had a great season with Napoli last year, totally different beast in Italian football. And everything's a gamble. There's no certainty anymore. Mm. The closest certainty you can get. Klopp has consistently done it.
Are you not Mourinho's getting sucked in by a hot take here? Because they're only like, aren't they level on points with the like top? They're on 50 points. They're like a point off fourth.
Yeah, no, that's true. But the results they're getting in recent times have been pretty bad. But the performances have been shocking.
Performances have been really bad. Like,
and anyone can get thumped by Man City when they're on their day, because they can be unplayable, and so they should be at times. But it's the comments from him saying, "I don't know how to motivate these players." That's such a weird thing to say.
But a lot of managers have said that.
Said what?
Have criticised the players and said the players aren't giving it their all.
Well, this is why Chelsea specifically, or generally.
Yeah, this is why Sanchez has done it at United. That comment by Solskjaer, Solskjaer saying, "I don't know what to do with him," and to say that means that his time at the club is pretty much over.
Do you know the thing I don't understand with Chelsea? A lot of people said this. They go, "That's the thing with this group." This group, they turn on the manager. They put down. Was it they put down tools or
they
whatever it is?
Been saying that since Villas-Boas.
Saying he down tools.
But, so yeah. But they're saying that. Look, the short-termism and the ruthlessness of Chelsea is catching up with them. And I, for one, I think it's a joy to watch.
Yeah, but that
because that behaviour should not be rewarded again and again and again with trophies.
True.
And they're running out of managers. But when people say like this squad, that's the thing with this squad. Few of my, I looked at the game on Sunday, whatever it was, and they're like, yeah, they're putting down tools, right?
But if you go, is that Rio Ferdinand said that?
No, it wasn't. I think it was actually Matthew Upson, who's who's an advocate of a calm take.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're saying that, if you're happy to say that about this dressing room, right? If you then go through the team, it's not the keeper, he's a child. Azpilicueta is like a good pro, right? Maybe David Luiz, are you labelling that? Rudiger, I think, is a good player who works. You saw that video of him apologising to the fans, so he cares. Kante, people like.
They love him.
Pedro's won everything.
Kovacic has been there 4 months.
Yeah, so who are they? I want names. Who are these guys that are doing the dressing room going? Or are you just talking absolute shite?
Yeah, of course he's talking shit. It's again, I've said it, but I feel like I'm saying the same thing every time, but it's something that was created under probably Mourinho's first stint at Chelsea, where things went tits up in the third season, I think, if I remember rightly. Fourth season, maybe. With Villas Boas, where there's fractious groups, there's always been problems around Chelsea, and it isn't the playing staff because it's pretty much a completely different team. Only Luiz was there from the last time it happened. But I've lost my train of thought. Oh, it's gone.
That's it.
No.
Villas Boas, similar doing. It's about the club.
So the club is run in a certain way that promotes a certain type of attitude. And if they're constantly replacing staff and there's no kind of patience and it creates that environment, you're not going to have this incredible unity inside the club because that's not what you've got. And from the outside perspective, they must look at it and go, yeah, our fans are pretty rotten. Do we really want to play for them? They wouldn't let a black man on a train. Like Kante must be going, what the fuck?
Train was full.
That would be their rebuttal.
That would
be their rebuttal.
Some, yeah, and not all Chelsea fans are like that.
No, of course. I'm
joking.
I'm kind of joking. They have a track record.
Yeah, they do.
And there is a segment of their fan base that does not like the ethnics, which is fair to say.
Yeah, I would agree.
And West Ham.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, look, there's a lot of racists in football.
Sorry, I that was poor from me. I shouldn't have. I'm talking about all of those fixtures. Have a look at those FA Cup fixtures. Any predictions this week? Chelsea, Man United is on there. I like a prediction from that.
I like Man United to beat Chelsea.
Is that what you think?
Doesn't seem.
I reckon QPR gets smashed.
Damn it. Tavio, I am going to give you a QPR smile on Monday morning.
What's that,
and I'll
Jim?
Have a big smile on my face. What? Tavio's saying we're going to get smashed.
Yeah, no, what's a QPR smile?
QPR smile is when you pull someone's trousers down.
And smack their ass.
Smack their ass.
So you're going to pull his trousers down in the office and smack his bum?
Yes. Your hairy 21-year-old ass.
I bet he has got a hairy bum.
21? Why are you guys assuming? Why are you guys assuming?
Because you're a hairy guy.
Eyebrows.
You're a hairy guy.
You see my eyebrows?
You have moustache at 8.
I can talk. What you think is QPR are going to win 2-1. Come on.
We are going to dissect your defeat next week.
All
it's going to be very painful for you. Imagine if you win.
Oh, amazing.
Look, I'm rooting for you, Jim. You deserve it.
Thanks, mate.
Because your club has been, you know, it's done a lot to you.
Yeah.
And the
a lot of good.
It's
given me a lot of character.
Especially all those league defeats.
It's given me a lot of character. Yeah. I don't turn on things like
No, you are good. You are patient. And there should be more football fans.
And
like
even
you.
People that I don't like McLaren, I've given him a chance. And he's, even last week, 4-3 defeat, he made very good tactical changes. A lot of QPR chat this week on the podcast. But of course, we're very relevant this week.
Yeah. Are you?
Rob Turner said this. James, you were right. Don't like the new wink. Well, tough, Rob, because it's week 2 of 3. 3 in the community.
I did one as well, just in case.
Yeah, good. Did you get that?
I was actually only on you.
Why have you got an Allen key?
I've been put up flat pack and I. Because I'm a bloody bloke.
Keep that somewhere safe. You never know when you're going to need an Allen key.
So, James, right, you'll love this, everyone listening. James is like. His way of making sure that we don't lose the Allen key upstairs because we're moving shit around and telly's up and down and whatnot. He sellotaped it to the wall and we've never lost it.
We haven't lost it. It's still there.
It's always been there when we needed.
Think so, outside the box.
So at home, have you got shit sellotaped to the wall?
Oh, God, you should see it. It's ridiculous. No, we don't know. I go like that. So when I get in, I go, oh, it's a horrible day. right, Val.
at CPFC. She says, here's the question from her. So if you want to offer us a question from the community.
There's a lot of ladies listening to this.
I know.
What is it? What was?
Well, one, football's an exclusive game, so women are allowed to like it. Secondly, look at us. Bit for everyone, really.
Oh, yeah.
She asks, your favourite ever kit from your teams?
Oh. I would say Spurs 91, but won the FA Cup in it, so it might be that. Other than that, don't really like football kits, because I'm a grown man.
Loves a cardigan, though.
He buys a football kit every single season.
So not true. Yeah. I haven't bought one since the Dry World era.
Didn't I saw it? It's upstairs.
What?
You had a kit delivered here once. Was that the Dry World one?
QPR shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was years ago.
You need to grow up.
Okay. Mine is 92-93 QPR season, showing my age. Classic FM, sponsored by Classic FM.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
That was great. That was really good. And have you got one for a team that's not your team? Mine, Arsenal away kit 93, the yellow and black one.
The Bumblebee kit.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's nice. I think that's really nice. I liked it at the time as well.
I would say England, the England home shirt, at the maybe 2010 with a polo neck.
Oh, yeah, you said that before. Yeah,
that was class. That's the only football kit I've nearly got. But then I realised I'm a grown man and grown men shouldn't be wearing football kits.
Even
to the
want.
Football, I get a lot of stick at this. I did this on the podcast.
Did
and people
angry,
hated
yeah.
me for
really?
It.
Yeah. Maybe
but I just think I think it's just it's a bit you know it's for children
right.
to play football in. Like you're not more of a fan if you're wearing your shirt to the football, in my opinion.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, and it's generally right, my opinion.
Oh. Tanvir, favourite kit?
Man United 08-09.
You're just putting the one out of the bag.
White, red and
blue. What, the AIG one?
Yeah, the ones that came in white, red and blue. And then Ronaldo in that kit as
and
well.
And do you know why he's saying that? Because that was a good version of FIFA that year.
No.
Yeah, because that's all he knows.
It was actually.
Was it?
That's what he thinks that football's played on that, on a computer.
It's got
on
a grass. Lot to answer for it.
Let us know yours in the comments below. Nathan, he's asked this. Which English club will go furthest in the Champions League? Now, we were asking this question on the eve of the Spurs-Borussia Dortmund game.
Yes.
So this could be interesting. I'd also like a prediction. What's going to happen with the Spurs and Borussia Dortmund before the game? And people can either laugh at it or go, wow, he knows his shit, next day.
Honestly?
Yep.
I think we'll get a draw tonight and get beaten in Germany. That's what I'm going to do.
Proper football fan like that.
I just think they're really good.
Yeah.
Top of the league.
They're having a little wobble though in the league.
Yeah, they drew 3-3 to some team, didn't they, at the weekend? I think they were 3-0 up as well, and they conceded 3 goals. They've got a lot of players missing, but then so have Spurs.
Sancho nearly missed the flight, didn't he?
Yeah, that would have been good.
He's got his passport.
Look, I'm going to say this early, and this is I shouldn't say this, but quite a lot of hype in there about him. And is it justified? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe he is great, or maybe the German league's tin pot.
I'm going to clip this.
Hang on. So the German league's tin pot,
but we're still going to
beat. But they're going to beat you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we bottled it. We bottled jobs, haven't we? Bottled it all the time. So why not? Why don't we do it this year?
I see what you're doing there.
Why don't we do it this year?
Embracing it.
Yeah.
That's clever. That's what my mate Craig
also,
does.
Also, yeah, he does. Stoke. We've been talking to him. I've never. So Craig is James's friend. Big Stoke fan. I made a documentary when we was here, a little feature about relegation, and I've never been more depressed after talking to. Talking to Craig,
they did get relegated, didn't
they? About his football. He's like a realist. He's actually a pessimist.
Yeah.
In terms of football,
who's going to go furthest?
Look, why can't we win the Champions League? Why can't we win the league?
What?
Why can't we win the league and the Champions League?
Can you imagine?
That would be it. I'd be done.
I'd be mad. You won't. Don't worry. I think Man City will go the furthest because they'll beat Schalke quite comfortably.
Yeah, they've had some easy cup draws.
I've got a bad feeling about Liverpool. I don't think they're going to. I think their minds on the league. They need the league. Forget the Champions. I know you can't do that, but I think they'll lose to Bayern Munich. I think that's a really tough tie for them. So they'll go out. Man United are definitely going to go out, aren't they, T?
Definitely.
And Spurs. It's a tough tie, isn't it? So you've got to say Man City, haven't you? And Lil Ravi. Said this. Why does Flav tweet weird shit, brackets, those videos, when Spurs win?
It's funny.
It's mental. You're going to have to put a clip of this in, Tanvir.
Yeah.
Of like, actually, can you do it? You'll have to blur bits of it. Just try it so for people listening to the podcast. Explain.
I don't know. It's like, what is Twitter's just full of moaning, boring, you know, people screaming about Brexit.
So
and
what do you tweet?
Outraged.
What are these?
So obviously in WhatsApp groups, you get sent stuff all the time. You get grot, porn, all kinds of stuff. Like, I'll have a look in my group and see what the latest thing is.
No, no, not again.
At the end, we'll do it. Right? You can stick around for that. They like it. They like it. And it's just, to me, that summed up my mood at the time. We've just beaten Leicester. It was a fortunate win. Leicester were much better than Spurs. They should have beaten us. They didn't. So why not celebrate that with a naked man holding a balloon and a Spurs flag dancing?
So strange. And I watched it.
And the other one was the man, the guy was shadow boxing. Like, looked like a bit of a tough nut. And then the camera put around, there's a guy wanking to him. Shadow boxing. That's fucking funny. To me, that's funny.
That's pretty funny.
That's the shit that used to go on.
You know, I bet the retention on that video is amazing.
Yeah.
The balloon one. Because I watched it and I'm like, something's got to happen here.
Yeah, nothing happens.
He's just holding a pretty deflated balloon. Just dancing naked. 60-year-old man.
You pay him. He does stuff like that. He'd do it for anyone.
Great.
Flav_Bateman, if you want more of that kind of stuff. Or just be not like every other boring bastard and just tweet, oh, Spurs deserve to win. Okay. Shall I do that instead, Jim?
Could do.
No.
Very quickly, because I saw this earlier in the week, because there's Europa League as well. Forget about that, don't you? Europa League's going on as well.
Very much so.
Or there's these massive cup competitions like the FA Cup and Champions League going on as well. I saw this thing on the teams that are still in the Europa League and their wage bill. And Chelsea and Arsenal are the top two.
Of course.
By a considerable amount, almost double third placed Inter. So it made me think, surely these two are going to be the final.
They should.
Arsenal Chelsea, Europa League final. I'm calling it early.
What other sides are in it? Do you know? Have you got a list?
Chelsea are on 244, Arsenal on 223. Not exactly sure what that equates to, but it doesn't matter. Then.
Million. A year.
I don't know, who knows. Then Inter Milan, 137. Bayer Leverkusen, 113. So then after that, it's more than double the rest of them. Napoli, 87. Sevilla are in there. Galatasaray, Fenerbahce, Lazio, Valencia, Benfica, Celtic, Villarreal, Sporting.
But the Arsenal,
so some big clubs still
the
in there.
The Arsenal board are tight and don't spend any money.
So, but that would be a cracking final, wouldn't it? Those two. Battling out for a Champions League place if they both miss out.
I'd rather they both go out.
Yep.
Than have to, one of them be remotely
both out. But I reckon both of them are out.
That's fine. I'm not saying what you'd prefer. I'm saying that would be an interesting game.
It would be an interesting game. I wouldn't be watching it.
It'd be nice to not be in that fight, wouldn't it? As a Spurs fan. Say you finish fourth. Man United finish fifth. Those two are battling out for a Champions League spot, and you're just there, just chilling out.
Actually,
no banter at you.
I wouldn't. I would be nervously watching it, praying that Chelsea would win.
You'd want Chelsea to win that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, I don't. Yeah. Fuck you. Chelsea to win. 100%.
People love it.
You did? No.
No, that was a reason to live and listen.
Oh, right. Earlier.
Lot of comments, people saying they love it. Ruan Oliver, I absolutely, an oath to God, hand on pint, love it when James does the Who Am I? Because you were saying that people
What's
didn't
the
like
love,
it.
Though? What
Me?
Do you mean you
Why?
Love it?
Why?
You're watching it going, oh, he's done that again.
Oh, yeah, he's just shouting down the camera again.
Love
oh,
that.
Yeah.
New question Brilliant. Then. Why do you love it?
Yeah, they won't be able to answer that.
Mm. Last week we asked you, between 2003 and 2017, I won 10 domestic league titles across four countries, also won the Champions League at the age of 29, retired from international football in 2017, having won 98 caps for my country and represented them at seven major tournaments. I am Robin.
Good.
This week... I won 49 caps for my country, scoring 5 goals. 49 caps for my country, 5 goals. During my career, I played in Scotland, England, Brazil, Spain, and Australia. In England, the only trophy I won was the League Cup. I'm also a World Cup winner. Who am
I? I don't know. I got one.
Let us know in the comments below.
I got one.
Go on.
Hang on, I've got to find it.
Yeah.
keep talking.
Niche rules.
Oh yeah, I like
some
this.
Some new niche rules. This Let's do good. That as you the, find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for everyone who's sending a fax. Got 4 this week.
Oh yeah.
So once again, enriching your life, and it's amazing how the podcast evolves. Never stand still. Always moving forward.
Always evolving.
Stat nuggets turned into twinkles. And Twinkles, look, it's not dead. We'll nip back there every so often, but now we're on to niche rules. It's a calmer take.
We're going steady now, aren't we? We don't go clubbing anymore. We're kind of more on the sofa with a cup of tea, feet up. I'm giving you a little foot rub every now and then.
You're going, Jim. I go, what? You go, give us your feet.
Yeah.
And he gives you a little foot rub.
A little foot rub.
Garrett, the Bull Street Lifetime Achievement Awardee. He's changed his title. I didn't realise. He's changed his title. Because it was Bull Street Honorary President. Yeah. And then you went, and Life Achievement. I went, well, yeah, but he hasn't got that in his thing. Last week I said that. And he's gone, Bull Street Lifetime Achievement Awardee.
Very good. He's a winner.
He's a winner. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So when Garrett speaks,
we
read it out. Yeah. Hashtag niche rules. So if you've got more niche rules, let us know in the comments below. If you smash the ball so hard that it goes flat before it goes into the goal, it's disallowed. The ball has to be inflated.
Yeah, but that
according to the rules. So if it deflates for any reason, the play's immediately dead, even after it's been shot.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because that seems harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, but there's no because the flow and direction of the ball changes. It's unfair. Doesn't matter.
What if it's like, yeah, that's harsh though. If you just like absolutely hit a rocket.
I've never ever seen a ball deflate on a pitch. I haven't even seen...
What, in a professional game?
Yeah. Seen it in Sunday League football
playground.
All the time.
Yeah.
We used to play football with, like, one of the patches would be gone, and we'd still be playing it when they're in a...
Yeah, it's getting all over the place.
So badly did we want to play football.
So true. Conrad Ostrowski, he says, corners don't have to be taken on the side that the ball went out of play on. If it goes out on the left side of the goal, the corner can be taken from the right and vice versa, but this never happens.
That's interesting, isn't it?
They should be like taking advantage of that because I think an in-swinging corner is more effective.
Yeah, so
therefore,
do I.
Therefore, just go, nah, go down this end.
Plus, often different players will take it from both sides. So Lamella takes ours on the left and Trippier takes them on the right, which are both in-swinging.
Interesting. Why don't people do that?
I suppose it's just a bit of a faff getting the ball over the other side.
Slogging it, yeah. Maybe people think your time is or something. Dan Sims, hashtag niche football facts. Hull City are the only professional football team in England where you cannot colour in any of the letters when written down.
Because they've got no O's.
Basically, when you're bored at school and you start to colour in the middle of a letter O, for example. So like QPR. It's awful for it. Or O in Tottenham.
That's not a niche rule. That's just something interesting.
But I did enjoy it. And Leroy 357, just checking in, lads. Great pod, as always. Bobby Zamora is one of only two players. Obafemi Martins is the other to score a Premier League penalty with both feet. Again, not a rule, but...
That is interesting, though. That is
QPR legend last summer at Wembley. Four chat in. What was the thing you wanted to show us?
Oh, I couldn't find it.
Oh. Footballers Wangs. Not going to sing it, because this is just purely an update.
Can we sing it? Footballers wangs don't happen to you. Look at James, he's seen tells. Occasionally it happens, but you know you got to be strong.
this has gone on for a little while now. It's getting a bit too much, wasn't it? People were kind of losing their way. It's a bit like being addicted to a phone. They were kind of looking out for cocks everywhere. And this is one for the weekend. We shouldn't be ruining your weekend. So we put it to you, hashtag Wang in, hashtag Wang out. What was incredible, and you can do this, if you go on last week's podcast, scroll down so that all the comments are loaded, then do the Command F and type in Wang. You will find 87 instances of the word Wang.
Have we not got the best fucking community?
Fucking amazing. I love it.
Honestly, the comments are my favourite thing.
So funny, mate.
I don't even like sitting talking to you, right? I do it for the comments.
Right. That's going to affect the chemistry, isn't it? Saying shit like that.
Tambit, are you Wang in or Wang out?
I don't know. We need some more stories to make it good, but I'm Wang in.
Are you not worried about James's career?
No.
Oh.
Like, but what happens if he wants to present Match of the Day and they look back at his, you know, highlights reel, and he's just talking about Terry Venables' dick.
Should we put it in there? Should I? Might leave that out of the show reel.
Yeah.
Mate, don't. That's what makes you special.
Just talk about how we can gather a community and get them to rally around anything.
Mate, by the time you're able to promote, present fucking Match of the Day,
you were right the first time.
It will not. It will not even be there.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't aspire to that. Yeah, just have your own dreams. Cool. Don't chase after something that's not, you know, it's a faltering product, isn't it? Television's
I'll create my own Match of the Day on my channel.
Exactly. That's more like it, mate.
Match of the
Day. I watched your Boiler Room as well.
Mate, no one watched it.
What do you mean?
It died.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, why
did it? It's a good video.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Please go and watch my Boiler Room. I've tried really hard on it and I think it's quite funny.
How many thousands of views is
it? 3,500.
I don't understand YouTube.
No, I don't get it.
It's like we don't.
And the last one did what? Forget it. It's not for now. Anyway, 87 instances of it. Some were other comments, but then I did Wang In and Wang Out, and the Wang Ins do have it, 57-14.
Oh, what? So they weren't. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. It was.
So, but we don't have a Wang Wang for this week. So continue to let us know if you know if it happens, and if it's, you know, if it's up to it, then I will read it.
We've got to do it. We've got to keep it in for Dottie's sake. Have you read that comment?
So yeah, Dottie Foster. She said, just checking in. # Wang In because I'm a lesbian. That segment is the closest I will ever come to a penis, and personally, I love it. Completely understand if it has to go, though. Now, what I find amazing about this comment is, so Dottie's profile picture, she seems like a pretty lady. But what I love is the two replies. So Simon Jorgensen goes, hello, Dottie. And then Dottie Foster goes, hello, Simon. and it ends there.
The thing is, you can't be a girl on the internet.
So the problem here is, this is conjecture, but I feel like Simon's gone, she's saying she's a lesbian, that means she's up for it. And it's not, she's a lesbian, leave her alone.
Look, no, hang on a minute. You can't, it's hard, not, it's difficult for, especially a young man, I'm presuming him to be, it's hard for him not to be triggered by that.
Okay, do I love it, Craig Wilson.
But this is another thing is, like, you know, dicks are pretty ugly.
So well ugly, yeah. Craig Wilson said this, # Wang Out. Wang In, Wang Out, Wang In, Wang Out, In, Out, In, Out, In, Out, In, Out, In, Out, In, Out, # Don't Move.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. And Matt, who I agree with, I think it's what we're going to do. Matt O2, # Wang Out. Leave it a couple of months for fresh wangs to be spotted.
Yeah, because we don't want people searching around being predatory, do we?
New bit. Very quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's, again, we're getting you involved. Just get your bits out for the lads.
Great.
Is this about penises again?
No. Martin Hull. Well, Martin Hull has come with a question here. I was thinking, look, if you've got some new bits, it saves me doing it, doesn't it?
Oh.
So if you have a new bit that you want us to try out, we'll try it out. Get your bits out for the lads. And we'll see if it works, all right?
What's the original chant?
Get your bits out for the lads. Get your bits out for the lads.
Back before the kind of the whole... Misogyny's bad, isn't it? Like when we were able to be a bit more free with our speech, where people aren't getting offended every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Martin Hull says, # would you rather? Not that you need a new bit, but out of interest. Well, actually, I always do need a new bit. So let us know. But if it's not good, then it won't go in. Would you rather your partner decided to never cut her fingernails again for the rest of her life, or she had a tail? The nails would eventually grow to Guinness Book of Records levels. The tail would wag when she's excited. The nails would eventually get in the way of day-to-day life. The tail would be slightly longer than your knob. Nails or tails? Decisions.
Nails.
Tail.
Tail?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's...
Are you allowed to whip off the tail?
Nah, tail, you just pop it to the side, innit?
Oh. So grim.
You could hold on to it.
I think I would go tails as well, though, just because, like, you see, like, hands are in your face all the time, aren't they? Like in everyday life.
Yeah, but huge, but, like, hold hands. Like, ew. It's disgusting.
My girlfriend's arse is quite important to me.
Yeah, that's true. It is important.
Yeah. So she could just wear a vest and hide the nails.
I'm gonna go tails. Hide the tail. I'm going tails. That's a simple bit, would you rather, but I'd love, you know, anything with a bit of imagination as well. Get your bits out for the lads. Where are you going, nails or tails?
I'll go nails.
It's got nails.
I've seen those people.
That yeah, and they like curl, don't they?
Yeah, and I can deal with that. Okay.
Found a way. This is like concentrate on this one. Just found a way.
What is found a way?
It's actually find a way, but found a way. Find a way is when you find a way to either watch or go to the football. Okay. Jack Fitch. There's a few bits that you might take. Listen, because I'm intrigued to hear what you think of this.
What?
I received terrible. So this is Jack Fitch. Sorry. The music would have cut out there. Go again. I received terrible news back in June when I found out that the Premier League season's opening fixture had landed on the same date as my girlfriend's birthday. Ooh. Come August 10th, I'd travelled to hers. Brackets. We were long distance at the time due to the uni summer. And already pushed my luck to the limit, tinkering with my FPL squad throughout the day. So it already pissed her off a bit. By the time the evening rolled around and a party began to unfold, it was becoming abundantly clear that I was going to have to risk life and death if I was going to watch the opening fixture. My girlfriend was watching me like a hawk as 8 p.m. approached. She knew I wanted to watch that game, but I'll be damned if she was going to let the memory of her 21st birthday be that of me streaming Man United versus Leicester on my phone. Added difficulty came into play that I'm a Spurs fan.
What?
And I could make no real justification for having to watch this game other than football, innit? It was at this stage that I looked to the benefit of a physical defect that has plagued me for years. I only have one functioning kidney. Because of this, if I drink heavily, I piss like an absolute machine. As 8 approached, I piled myself with beer, knowing this would kick my overworked organ into overdrive. Throughout the course of the evening, I managed to sneak off for a piss about 8 times, making sure to take a nice, slow, casual approach each trip, as I loaded up the live stream and watched for as long as I could without arousing suspicion. I probably ended up catching a good hour of that game on my merry-go-round of smashing beers and loo trips, and as an added benefit, ended the night happily smashed. Was all going well until she caught me streaming the Spurs game at a family lunch the next day. She was fuming. We ended up breaking up not long after that. Still, hashtag found a way. Thoughts?
I don't understand that at all.
I was a bit confused by that.
I
appreciate his efforts in finding a way. I don't.
Not, it's not. What was
the point?
Finding a way to not watch your own team.
To watch Man United Leicester in his
21st birthday.
Yeah, he boozed up his one kidney.
You fucked up. you attacked your only working organ.
To watch a team that he doesn't
support. To
watch even
a team that you don't support on your bird's 21st birthday. You didn't deserve it, mate.
A match of the day would have been all right.
Like, I'm all for finding a way. This is like, you got to pick your battles, haven't you? I was a bit confused by that, if I'm honest.
Like, the Spurs game the next day, this weekend, this is why I've got Diamond, right? This weekend, we'd all arranged, me, my missus, a couple of mates of ours, to go for a country pub Sunday roast, and then walk the dogs. I realised about an hour beforehand, shit, Spurs are on. 1:30 kickoff.
No.
Right in the middle of the day. So when people have Sunday lunch, around about that time.
Makes sense.
And I said to her, I'm really sorry, Spurs game's on. And she went, don't worry, I'll find a pub in town with Sky Sports. She called them up, they said not to worry, all came over, watched the game, watched us beat Leicester, had a lovely lunch, everything was fine, everyone was happy.
No, that's fine in a way.
She found a way.
She found a way. She found a way for me.
Wow, what a woman.
And then Chelsea got beat 6-0.
Oh.
It was a great day.
Incredible. Amazing.
Yeah.
There's another way of finding a way.
Yeah, you've
got Mrs. Sorted you out. Get a good one. Yeah. Right, we move on to the final part of this podcast. It's, well, what's becoming Don't Move Flames advice.
Don't Move Flames advice.
I asked my mate,
Ricky, about Don't Move.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, I don't care about that. I just run to the finish line. I sprint to the finish line.
Fair enough. Get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's James. This is Flav. Together we are Flames. And we offer advice to you lot. When you need it most. Do you know, I was thinking it would be nice. We have a lot of relationship stuff, which is fine. But do you know, something a bit random like other shit would be good. Like friendship problems. I don't know. Other stuff. What other pickles are you in?
Or like Dr. Phil.
Like Dr. Phil, what's that?
You know who Dr. Phil is?
I know of him vaguely, but I don't know what format
like,
we're talking
about. Like, he's got like loads of problems. People go to him and he solves all their problems.
Not an actual doctor though, is he?
No, I think he is a doctor.
The problem is, sex and relationship is like, it resonates with everyone.
Mm.
If someone's just saying, I've got this problem with my mate at school, he's being a bit of a dick, I'm like...
It's relationships though, isn't it? Still relationships. I don't know, I'm just saying, you know, don't... Yeah.
But bear in mind, if it isn't something that I'm interested in, I'll ignore it.
Okay. So last week, you remember the Don't Move movement carried on, and Tom Cash, who got a few mentions this week, he was telling us about Already.
Yeah, great.
Now this one, I might need to try and be careful with how we read it out, because it's a little bit graphic.
What's wrong? What's that? We're all adults, isn't it?
Okay.
Just read it out. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, go on then.
Is that in case they clip it up when you go for that massive day job?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Hamza.
Hashtag mate James, presenter of Match of the Day, once Gary Lineker gets...
Yeah, done for something.
I think Gary's great. Didn't what story that would be? I used to be his runner, now I'm taking over from him.
Didn't they used to say...
It's podcasting.
Ain't they like...
I don't know what you're talking about. Really excited to start working with Gary.
Hamza, is it him?
Yep.
All right. Hashtag don't move. This particular moment was of my own wrongdoing, if I'm honest. After what felt like an eternity of foreplay, which was exhilarating, to be frank, my girl at the time was flustered and couldn't wait for it anymore. However, I felt this was a moment to take advantage of her and got off without any penetration.
Got her off.
Oh, got her off. My ego was enormous at this point. She had other ideas as well, as I was gagging for it as well. With her hand and with one stroke, I shot my load so quickly. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a bit awkward reading that.
Please, you did.
She looked at me with a menacing look and said, look at Mr. 1 minute. That's pretty early. My soul shattered into a million pieces after he'd done all that.
Look at Mr. 1 minute.
Look at Mr. 1 minute.
What a bitch.
Cow. I kind of deserved it for the trash talk I was giving her just before. I'm ready to let it rip under 30 seconds. I was embarrassed after all my trash talk and she barely lasted 2 minutes. Now I know better than to mock her as she is a witch. Love the pod, keep it up. But yes, every time Flav wears different shoes to the show, I would highly recommend doing a little segment on that. And also, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, forget the last bit.
All right.
But yeah. Look at Mr. 1 minute.
Look at Mr. 1 minute. That's out of order. Like, who, like, you know what you could do to a man? Hush him.
Like, your mind, stuff like
men
that.
Men are sensitive.
Yeah. I know. Bit of advice for you, Flav.
Hmm?
Bit of advice for you from the comments.
Go on.
Hassan Ahmed, great idea this. He says, Flav, great work. Serious note though, Flav, as a Spurs fan, you should seriously consider making your own pod for only Spurs content. On a daily, weekly, game-by-game basis.
Is that right? Is he taking a piss?
It's just a thought. No, because someone then goes, oh, actually, he's got all those things. And then he's like, oh, shit, yeah, my bad.
No, thank you. Thanks for the...
Right, now...
But I am a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Lot of downloads.
Hashtag just saying.
Right, Flames advice, here we go. Das muchacho. Spanish, I imagine.
Why'd you say it in accent?
Yeah.
Read it all out in accent.
Well, you butchered the first guy's name.
Hey?
You butchered the first guy's name, Flav.
Das muchacho. Das, I have a real predicament. I'm on to the... No, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm on my way to the Caribbean for a vacation with a lover. Nice.
A lover?
Yeah, like that. She lives in London and I live in San Francisco.
Oh.
Shortly after buying the tickets for our romantic Caribbean vacation, yeah. I met the ginger of my dreams in Oakland.
Oh.
She's on with sharing me and is completely supportive of me going on this trip.
Okay, I can get with that so far.
The London girl, oh, by the way, sorry, just before I carry on. So this is from a little while ago. So what I'm really excited about is we do advice, and then Daz can give us the whole update of everything that happened after this.
Okay.
The London girl wants exclusivity.
Of course.
I'm head over heels for my local girl. the ginger girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I want to marry her. How and when do I break the news of my new lover to the London girl? Do I wait till after the trip and we're all home and apart, or should I tell her right away? I don't want to hurt her or break her heart, but I can feasibly give her, but I can't feasibly give her what she wants in the form of a committed relationship from across the Atlantic and the entire continental US. What the fuck do I do? By the way, love you guys. Only learned about you a few months ago, but I hadn't missed one for the weekend since Redmond turned me on to you guys.
Cheers. Yeah. You go to the Caribbean, you get that.
Coconut?
No, you absolutely have to tell her. Don't take her on holiday, fuck her, and for 2 weeks, and then go back and then say, oh, by the way, I'm filling up with someone else.
Yeah.
Just tell her.
Tell her before.
I mean, he's already done it, one or the other, but what I would do in that situation is, do you know what? Honestly, what I'd do, I'd probably end up going on holiday, not saying anything and putting it off to the last moment. But what I would advise you to do is be as honest, as open as possible. And it's pretty cool from that other girl for you to be okay with you to be seeing this other one. Because you know what he's done there?
Warning lights for me on that one. Don't really understand why she's cool with it.
No, because he would have been completely open and honest at the beginning, saying, look, I've got a girlfriend, really into you. It's a bit of a grey area, isn't it?
I don't know, I just think, like...
Maybe she's fucking around as well. Though.
Yeah.
But they're just starting seeing each other. Mm. So why... What? There's no, you know...
So let me just... I'll just put this out there. Yeah, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Yeah. But I'm just, you know, you need to see different options. And I'm not saying this is my opinion. I'm just saying, okay? So this... He's going on this trip. The ginger girl, let's call her ginger girl. Ginger girl, local girl.
Can you just call her Ginge?
Let's call her Ginge. Ginge is fine with him going.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Okay? He wants to, and he wants to be with her, but he's been given a free pass. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Right? This relationship with the other girl, it's long distance. He knows it's not going to work out regardless, right? And they've already booked the holiday. Could you say that there's an option there to have an amazing 2 weeks and then deal with it after? And go, look, this is too long distance, blah, blah, blah. You still had an amazing time together, life for living, incredible moments, but Caribbean.
How much more in love is she going to be after those 2 weeks of spending in the Caribbean?
But it's not like he's not got another option of like...
Well, he has got another option.
Long distance, like, you can go, look, this is too long distance, this isn't going to work.
Get another ticket for Ginge and then, what's going to happen?
Do you think that's option three. Tanvir, you got any other options?
I'd go with Flav and tell her before.
Yeah.
You two are boring, man.
What, you're trying to give him advice?
Yeah, we're trying to give him good advice.
Yeah, Tanvir, is this an entertainment segment or is this what we're trying to help people
with? No, we're trying to generally guide people for the storms they're going through in their own lives.
Yeah. I'll tell you this now. Say he told her she didn't want to know anything and then 2 weeks later he goes back, he goes out with the other girl for a month, doesn't work out. And he's missed an amazing 2 week holiday he could have with this girl. Life's for living. Life's for living.
He makes a good point.
Get out, because you've got an outlet, and she won't be like. Say you come back and go, look, this is long distance. This isn't working for me. I'm really sorry. Her, you know, her ego's not crushed. It's just like it's fair, and he's still got an amazing 2 weeks with some hot girl.
Yeah.
You do make a good counter argument
saying it's an option. But all of this has happened now, so I'm intrigued to know how it went down, muchacho. So let us know. Make sure you update.
Yeah.
But you're saying tell her before you even get there.
Don't go.
Don't go to the Caribbean.
No, go, but just not with this London girl.
Like, take Ginge.
Take Ginge.
That's going to cost double the amount.
Why? You can change the name, can't you?
What? So, all right, so she doesn't get the holiday now, the other one. Poor girl.
She's lost a man and a holiday. That's tough, but you know, overseas, relationships that far, very tricky, hard to make work.
Very, very difficult. And yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying. You got your out. One last hurrah.
Might be a lot of hurrahing.
Oh, yes. Let's know how it played out.
Actually, James's advice. James gives good advice in just this predicament, doesn't he, Tanvir?
Yeah, about?
Maybe.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you know when there's
I've never been to the Caribbean.
Actually.
Do you know what I mean?
James is giving me some good advice.
Yeah, some good advice.
And it's very relatable to the situation.
It is, because there's a girl that he needs to let down
to
lightly.
Let down. But how would you do that?
How would you do it?
This doesn't fit with that advice because it's too, he's too deep in with this girl.
Jim, but if it's about letting down a girl, I reckon you probably have something to say.
If you don't know what any of this means, it is a little bit of an in-joke. James has what we consider to be quite on dubious ground advice about a situation where you need to let stop a relationship from going too far. And I can't tell if it's really kind or quite evil.
That's not my advice on this one. If the right question comes up, I'll give you the advice.
Yeah.
Until that day comes.
I think this is similar. No, it is.
It's not similar. Right, that's it for another week. We hope you've enjoyed it. Go subscribe on iTunes. We'd very much appreciate that because it is good to listen to as well. And leave us a rating because you might get any reasons to listen.
Hang on. Before we end, I said I'd find whatever the last thing was sent to me in WhatsApp.
Okay. As you find out, I'll just do it, yeah. So yeah, checklist. Have you watched all the way through? If you have, thank you very much. Hit the like button right now if you're still watching. If you haven't subscribed and you're still watching right now, hit the subscribe button. And yeah, get involved in the comments below. Mm. And Flav?
Because we decide by ourselves when we will be touched or not. And today you have the chance. Oh my God.